Wars, the wake-up song, and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Time now for Brady to solve all the world's problems. We call this What Would Brady Do? Oh, wait, there it is. Sorry. Took a day off. I got this guy all over my emails talking about how he would have gone down there and given that homeless guy a ride to a shelter. And I'll read you the thing. He's very mad at me for having things. He says, that poor guy just needed to get some rest, having to deal with a constant battle that he goes through every day, wondering where he's going to get his next meal. I hope that sinks in real well when you're sitting in your 2,000-plus square foot house, sleeping on a Tufted needle, grabbing whatever you want from the fridge to stuff in your face. 2,000 square foot house. I'm like, come on, 4,200. That's just one of them. Got a condo too. Doing really good.
Little light on that.
By the way, my success has nothing to do with anyone else's failure. Me having things, I never once took it from anybody. That's a moot point. I'll never stand on that. Oh, you've got things? How dare you argument. I just don't buy into that. I'm sorry that me having a house that's a little bigger than your house makes you angry. But I earned it. And I paid for it fair and square. That doesn't mean I'm not compassionate towards a group of people, but your what-if game of this guy being the nicest person in the world is a nice thought. What if he's crazy? What if he harms someone in my office? You can't sleep in parking lots. It's just simple as that. This guy's driving me nuts. Well, and I get it. You're compassionate. That's great. Good for you. Go help him out all day long. Go get him. I think that's fantastic.
You would have reacted differently on whatever you're more passionate about.
Phenomenal.
And if that was a dog, maybe a little reaction. Hey, can we get someone out there to
dogs can't make decisions. So if there's a dog running around the parking lot, we got to do something before it gets hit by a car.
Right.
Yeah. If I saw a dude running around the road and I'm like, this guy's lost his mind, we need to call the police so nobody kills him.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. But sleeping in a parking lot's not acceptable. Sorry. I don't care what your backstory is. At that moment, I'm going to go down there and say, you need to go. That's it. And again, I don't know what me having a house has, you know. Yeah, great. That's really awesome.
You talk about the compassion part of it, sure, he has to understand that he's more compassionate on that side of it. And if you had time to help him out, you can. I can remember one time at Porkopolis and Chandler. Similar deal. Guy's hanging out on the back, and it's like he can't stay there. But I wasn't going to confront him at the time. The employee called me and said, hey, we got a homeless guy.
Making you nervous.
Over there. And I said, all right. So we called Chandler PD to go down there. But by the time they got there, it's too late. The guy had already – there's some people eating on the patio. Guy whips out and just pees right there.
All right.
So, yeah. And he wasn't even – no one even confronted him. That's just what he –
why didn't anybody do anything?
Well, after that, then I stepped in and I said, all right.
So you let him hang for a while, like, all right, don't do anything, he'll just leave.
Yeah, let's not make a scene out of this.
And then he pissed on some of your customers. You're like, all right, that's where I draw the line.
All right.
Starts hanging brain out there.
That is where we, as a restaurant, draw the line. That's a fantastic story. Anyway, what are you going to do? But yeah, he's angry. I'm all for you. Hey, I think it's great you guys go out there and do that. But this guy's giving me a lesson.
One's saying don't do that. We're saying we're not.
This guy says, tell all these bleeding hearts to go F themselves, John. I'm a 15-year Air Force veteran, and not all homeless guys and girls who are veterans are good people. I've seen some absolute douchebaggery from people who are in the military and those who have left it. Fact is, the homeless guy's in a business parking lot. It's just not safe. I don't know if he's high on meth, heroin. I don't know his story, and it's not my job to figure that out. And I don't want him in my car either, just in case.
Across the street, look how many beautiful caves there are in the Pompano Mountains there.
Well, they've fenced them off.
Funny you mentioned cave.
Yeah, the Bleeding Heart government has fenced off most of that mountain so they don't sleep in it. But it's my fault for kicking one guy out of the parking lot. This guy can't stand me because I got a house.
Funny, this guy says,
how do you have a house? How do you have a house? And people don't have a house. What? When you stole your house from those homeless people? I earned my house, and I went to like a bank, and like I did all the proper stuff, and I bought it with the money I'd earned, and that has nothing to do with anybody being homeless. Like a homeless guy not having a place to sleep doesn't make it so me having a place to sleep is a bad thing.
Even for the most compassionate, I think that compassion would greatly the crease once the guy drops a deuce in your parking lot.
Yeah.
No, you still put him in your car. And I'm all for, like, hey, let's get him some help. But again, you're right. If he starts all over my stuff, I'm like, I'm going to get you help somewhere
else. We got
to
move him.
Let's go over there to Papago and get you
some help. I'm on to you guys. You guys haven't been able to give anything away for a year.
Yeah.
It's an interesting new take you have on the man cave upgrade. Way to start off the promotion.
That's great. Yeah, Kevin from Prestige Billiards, it's been a tough year for everybody. So he's giving away one of the mountain holes in Papago. It's a man cave upgrade. Ridiculous. And I get it. It's a touchy subject, homelessness and all that. But you can't – I don't know who assumes the best.
Right.
I don't. Maybe he's the greatest guy in the world. Maybe not. His dog was pretty fat, so he's feeding his dog. I'll give him a tip of the cap for that. He still can't sleep in a parking lot. I don't care if a guy's in a tuxedo sleeping in our parking lot. He's getting moved. I don't trust it. It's not – it's, you know, hindsight is always better when you're like, safe than sorry here. And the police did their thing.
And there's probably plenty of businesses that are okay with that.
And the guy said, how are you not compassionate for the homeless? Didn't Brady meet his wife at one of your homeless for the holidays things? Yeah. That's right.
I was homeless at the time.
Yeah, we lived homeless for 3 days on the streets to get food and water and money for a
we had permission
food bank.
No, we had permission.
We didn't do it because we were almost kicked out of a couple of places for not having permission. We had to move around a lot. Businesses they tend to not like you sleeping in front of their place. Just don't like it.
It's not a good look.
It drives me nuts. All right, getting Prince. Hang on. Not Prince the singer. Prince with a T. Prince. I'll start with this one. This one's funny, and it came over on my thing, got sent through back to my thing. It says, Brady. Are you ready, Brady?
Ready.
It's brought to you by our friends at MMP Guns over there. If you want to go to 12th Street and Indian School, you can move out. They move all the homeless out of their parking lot, too, and I don't think they have much. Nobody really yells at them.
No.
They just get them out of there. 12th Street and Indian School.
You can get a deal on a tent.
Hey, you probably get a nice tent in there. You can go buy a tent from one of these guys. That's a nice idea. And then you go in there. MMP Guns is unreal. They got everything you've ever wanted. I'm going to load up some more on the I got a couple of guns that I'm like, this may not be enough.
I was just there last week. I was talking to Byron, and they're still stocked up.
I'm going to get a couple more immediate boxes of some things. I'm really enjoying the stack I'm creating. It's kind of neat. I'm making a little skyline out of all my bullets.
Like you're what's the game where you pull the little logs out? Jenga. You're making a Jenga with
the
boxes?
Oh, no, that's irresponsible. Oh. I would not do that with ammunition. It's a terrible idea. Terrible, terrible idea.
It's dangerous.
I mean, I'm thinking about it right now and how much fun it might be, but it always ends badly. Maybe I'll get one of those veterans that's so great that's sleeping in our parking lots and we'll play ammunition Jenga. That's safe. I'll do that.
Hey,
you know what?
Sir,
you look
here
pretty,
we go again.
You probably got a pretty great story that I don't know. I'm just haven't taken the time. So I got a bunch of ammunition stacked up in a square if you want to come over and start pulling bullets with me. Got it at MMP Guns.
Yeah, I'm covered in leeches.
Yeah, you're fun. You're a fun guy. Anyway, they bring us the Brady. What would Brady do? Ready?
Ready.
Dear Brady, my wife went on Facebook yesterday to go on and on and on and on and on about what MLK Day means to her and how much her family used to talk about the dream speech. Her father actually evidently read the speech to the family one night and they all cried together. That's lovely. However, I've never even heard about this side of her. I've known her for a long time. This came out of nowhere, and I'm kind of thinking she was Facebook-like pandering. It's been a while since she's done anything on Facebook that actually got her attention. My wife and I actually bonded 15 years ago over a racist joke. Truly, it's the way we got together. She said something awful, and I laughed, and I said, I don't know who you are, but you're awful. And she said, that's nothing. Told me another terrible joke. I told her the worst joke I knew, and we were off and running, been together for the last 15.
Sounds like me and Madea. Wow.
Yeah. Do I bring this up to her, Mrs. Mandela's new views? What do I do here, Chuck?
I don't know. What's the goal here? Would you like to get her canceled? Is that the...
No.
You know, but
you don't have to do it publicly.
The question I have is, if that was 15 years ago, and is the relationship, is it still built upon that? Like, after she did the whole Facebook posting, did she turn around and all of a sudden is
doing
out quite the opposite?
But 15 years ago, if you're bonding over, like, off-color jokes,
yeah,
And then never once in those 15 years do you hear about the dream speech or how much Martin Luther King means to her.
Right.
And then yesterday you find out on Facebook, like, what? My wife posted this? That's, you know, great, but who are you?
Right.
That's basically what he's asking.
And it is true,
right,
for the most part, that the reason why she's posting is to
pandering
feel the
to
acceptance.
The event.
And yeah. And
do you bring that up? Because it's not so much about – she can love Martin Luther King and have an affinity for the speech and all that. But if it's never come up before and it comes up on Facebook before she ever says it to you, it seems to be an attention grab.
Bringing it up wouldn't be bad. You could ask her, why did you decide to post this today? What did it for you? Because maybe there was something that – maybe something happened a couple weeks ago that you had no idea, and she's like, all right, I want to make this different. Because was the rest of the day different
wouldn't you
after
think
the posting?
If her life had changed in the last fortnight to make her a Martin – that now she's a – and she didn't tell
more
you about
activist.
It. It would make you – it would bother you even more that she had a life event that changed her core beliefs to be louder in an area
it
you'd
wasn't.
Never heard about?
It was an easy way to get credit for that by posting.
Yeah, that's
that
what
you're
I
saying.
Yeah. Or – just go to her next day. Hey, I saw your Facebook page. I had no idea you were a huge Martin Luther King fan like that. I didn't know that touched you that way. How come you've never told me about it? And see what she does. And then she'll say, what's orange and sits on my porch? And you're like, oh, no, she's still trouble. Yeah, I don't know. That would be – you see that. That's one of the reasons I'm hateful towards social media in a huge way is that what really got me was the opaque – flag of nation in turmoil.
France?
Yeah. Well, France got me, and there's been a few, but like whenever there's a tragedy, somebody splatters the opaque.
We're with
or
you.
Not opaque, but the translucent flag that you see, you know, just
in the background.
Yeah, and then your picture at the beach is smiling, but over the flag is over you, like gay rights, the big rainbow flag that was, what is that? Is it transparent? I don't know what you'd call the flag. Yeah. So you can see through it, and you're like, oh, it's beautiful. They care. And it was just your way of. Of just not getting hassled.
You got to look at it as a combination of two things. Sure, is it pandering? It can be. But there's parts that I don't think it's not all that bad. Acknowledging it and seeing it, maybe it does bring awareness to other people that.
Sure.
Only if you know that person, you're like, okay, you're pandering. You want likes. You want to gain followers.
I guess. It does seem sort of like on MLK Day to say, I'm in.
There's a few out there that I noticed. That
you see a few like, come on. This isn't – like it just seems like sometimes it's a little – and I'm all for saying, hey, happy MLK to everybody. I think it's a great thing that we're doing what we're doing here.
A lot of –
But to say your dad read the speech,
from the
to the family. And most of the time, Coretta Scott King went a long time and said but most people that quote him wrong and are using it out of context in the wrong – places.
Yeah, you should listen to the actual speech.
She's like, it's like everybody wants to act like they're, you know, in his corner. She goes, half the time he's being quoted, it's being misused. This was years ago she said that. Interview with LeVar Burton, if I'm not mistaken. I may be confusing two interviews, but. So, yeah, it's a, you know, I'm all for it. But if, you know, and look, great, good message. But if it was your wife, you'd be like, that kind of came out of the blue.
Yeah.
You'd
and
ask,
it's tough to bring up.
Ronnie,
he's asking
you?
Because it is tough to bring it up to her without
not
it.
Not really. You just go and go, what's this?
It should
be. New.
But you're like, okay.
Yeah, you just don't want the hassle.
Yep.
Do you let it slide? But is she, and then you have to ask yourself this. Is your wife one of those people that's constantly on Facebook saying, I feel so much for this particular, and then never does a thing about it?
Look, you know, do you let it slide that it goes out to however many followers, you know, 25 to 50 or 100 people, where do you... Yeah.
Like all of a sudden today she's really a homeless advocate.
Right. Yeah. Suddenly
but
she's
it goes
there.
Out to, you know, whatever
but
the
she's never
amount
lifted
of followers.
A finger.
Never lifted a finger
it's
once.
The Facebook warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. It accomplishes a lot of charitable work for you.
Oh, it does. It gets you, and it makes people think you're, and I think
that's where the challenge
people.
Thing happened,
yeah.
too. I
yeah.
can do the challenge.
Do it without, yeah. It's like what I was saying about Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
When Drew Carey missed production company by saying prediction company, and then they go, oh, $75,000. That's what you would have won. Anyway, the Greater Cleveland Food Bank gets $35,000. It would have been $110,000 had he had one vowel different. They didn't even give it to him, but no. It's that moment of like, wow, you're charitable, but at a certain, like, rub it in your face cost. Weird. Yeah, I don't know. If you've got that kind of relationship with your wife, and all of a sudden she throws a curveball like that, you're totally allowed to ask. Probably going to get mad at you.
You should have a good enough relationship with your wife to be able to ask that kind of stuff.
What is this? This doesn't seem like you.
Right.
Yeah. Your dad read the speech. If that was a big moment, your whole family cried, you'd think you'd have told that story to your husband in the last 15 years.
Yeah.
My dad used to read that speech to us, and we'd always break down. It meant the world to us. And that's a good thing. But if you'd never said it, and he found out on – I don't think husbands and wives like find – I don't think anybody likes finding out about somebody they're close to via a Facebook post.
No.
I don't think any husband likes going home, any wife likes going home and saying, I saw on your Facebook page that you like this. I never knew that. I think it immediately pisses you off.
Jesus Christ, Holmberg, between homelessness and now MLK Day, didn't know all the Bernie Sanders listeners listened to your show.
We've got a lot of people that think, there's many of them who are going to be very excited about not having to pay student loans ever again.
Highly recommend getting like a $300,000 student loan right now. Go nuts. Dear Brady, here's the deal. I have a 13-year-old boy who occasionally asks me to get stuff for him on Amazon. Man, I hope that's his kid. Because that sentence reads different.
Yeah.
I have a 13-year-old boy can go two different directions. Anyway, he usually just send me the link, toys, stuff like that, phone case. Keep in mind, he's 13. Recently, he sent me a link for a neck massager. And this thing looks like a sex toy, but it's labeled neck massager. I can't be positive, but deep in my heart of hearts, I feel like he just wants this thing for his beat factory. He's been kind of persistent about the neck massager. He's getting creative and such a novice level of beating, in my humble opinion. What do I do, Brady? Buy him the neck massager or continue to ignore his requests? Jay.
I'm not buying it.
Would you buy Kirby a neck massager right now?
I mean, if I thought it just for me, it just wouldn't sit well for some reason that I gave him
a beat toy?
Something, yeah, to help him out, because I know it's not going to discourage him or increase. He'll figure it out. I mean, go old school, figure out your couch cushion, like what every guy does.
Bang your house.
And maybe that looks good.
Well, if you don't get him a neck massager, he's going to find something of yours that vibrates.
Potentially.
Yeah,
so not potentially.
He will. You've got teenage boys. They find your stuff. 100%.
Yeah. Not potentially.
So maybe, like with what you said, you know he's doing it.
Yeah.
Give him the neck massager and say, you know what? This is yours. Just like you gave your kid all those towels, right, Rich?
Oh.
Like,
oh, yeah.
These are your
we
towels. You don't touch our towels.
They need to buy their own items.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Right? You give a teenage boy and his own towels.
And they wash their own stuff.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then I go in and I sanitize the washer afterwards.
You run some bleach through it.
Absolutely. If that's the case.
In fact, I was at Richard's house once and he was, and I'm like, what are you doing? He was shoving a hanger into the washer and he goes, it happened again. And I'm like, oh my God, they got the washer pregnant?
Yep.
There's a lot going on in your washing machine.
So you want that? Buy it with your own money.
He's 13.
They probably get a allowance.
Alex has his own money. If he wants to spend it, he spends it. Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. I buy him some stuff, but I'm starting to make him pay his own money. Yeah, like so, want something that's crap.
It doesn't mean you have to buy him everything that he wants.
Because I think, does he have a bad neck? I mean, that's the first thing. Does he have a kink in his neck?
If he's got a bad neck, then.
Get him the massager. The kid's going to, I don't know. He wants a sex toy.
If not, he's just going to go lift one from Walgreens or something.
You got one of those kids. Yeah. That's true. Sure. Maybe. I don't know. I wish parents were a little bit more okay with the idea that the kids are doing that. You know they're doing it. But
so this is the massager we have in my house.
That's nice.
So it's you actually can put your hands in that thing to kind of keep it on your neck.
It's like a scarf.
Yeah, but trust me, he'll figure out a way to F that.
Do the hands vibrate?
No, they don't.
Oh, I was going to say, because if they vibrate,
if
I'm
they
wrapped.
Did that,
I'm coming to your
100%.
House. Wow. It's a shiatsu back and neck massager with a...
You'd be violating a bat.
Oh, yeah, it does. It kind of looks like bat wings. Neck, or neck, back, shoulder, foot, and legs.
And it's good.
Wow.
And shaft.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's extra, but there's a honey hole attachment.
What I'm saying is don't get preoccupied with the shape of the massager that he wants. Mm. Massager, he'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
But Brady,
buy it
Brady,
yourself.
He'll, yeah.
You want the kid to buy it himself?
Yeah.
You wouldn't buy it for him?
Why not? There's some toys you don't buy just because they request they want this toy.
Sure, but it's not a toy.
You mean like an Oculus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, look what John does with the Oculus.
Yeah. Well, Brady bought his daughter an Oculus, and he does it too. I mean, come on. Some neck massage. The kid's jerking off all over
again,
your house.
But you're providing his own one. That's a family tool, the Oculus.
You give him
Everyone pals. Does it.
You buy Jergens? Yeah. You're doing the same stuff.
That's what I'm saying, but he's he'll discover
it on his
own. Did he
just say the Oculus
own?
Is an all-pole yes. of his house?
Yeah. The Oculus is an all-skate. It's an all-skate. We all get on board.
Yeah, that's pretty creative, though. 13, and he's already asking for the help.
It's also an awkward discussion when your son comes to you and tells you he needs a refill on the lotion.
See, I never would have asked my parents for that. If it was a jerk-off toy, I would figure it out, and I would buy it myself. I wouldn't ask my dad for a neck massager if I truly intended to use it for beating off. I would have discovered later, oh, I can use this for beating off. But if I wanted a neck massager, it's because I wanted a neck massager. If everyone knew about it, it wasn't for jerking.
I mean, there's some discretion in the stuff, but, you know, there's still a level of I mean, when I mention the discretion,
right.
You still want to be secretive a little bit, not so much, or be out so much in the open. And this is not.
It is,
words,
though.
Well,
because I think
really.
he's out in the open saying, I'd love a neck massager. He's not saying, hey, I need more beat toys. The dad's assuming that. I think a kid that wants to beat off with a toy is going to keep that quiet and buy it himself.
Yes.
I think if he's asking his dad, I think he actually wants a neck massager.
Okay.
Yeah.
And me as the father of two teenage boys, I think he wants both. I think he wants a neck massager.
And he's going to beat off with it.
I think he wants to F that massager.
If Kirby asked for a massager, you'd say no.
It depends on what kind of...
massager.
Like a neck massager or a massager.
Just a hand one.
Massager's a massager.
Yeah, that's pretty
day.
Much
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We already got one.
Yeah?
Huh?
Is she allowed to use it?
Nope.
It's not an all skate.
No.
Oh God. Face.
No, if she face, wanted a massager, I would probably get her one because I don't think.
But what's the difference then?
Be in denial. Going to town right now by any means.
But what's the difference between him buying one and you? And you know, you wouldn't buy
because
one if he was a boy, but she's a girl.
Initially. When we're doing the story, it's basically this is what you know what it's for.
Well, you're an adult.
Yeah, but it's not like the kid's coming up saying, hey, I'm beating it. I need a
but
massager.
What I would do, I mean, initially.
Would be a great kid, though. Hey, look, I'm bored to tears.
I'm being straight here, Dad.
If Kirby, on certain items, I'm like, you want that item, you got your own money.
Daddy, I need a new beat paddle. What do you say? You kick in for half of that, you old pirate. She's, you know.
Come on, now you know
money.
I'm going to get it.
Yeah, you tell her, you get money. You go get your own beat paddle. Yeah. What's the
That's
Brett's
what you
right.
want to
What's the
on?
Difference? So, and then you're okay
that
with her doing it?
Well, she's buying her own item. I mean, you know.
As long as it didn't come out of your pocket.
Yeah. I'm not doing that. The savings, John.
So, my daughter wants this neck massager. It's pretty cool. Do you guys take sauce as currency? Come on.
What kind of sauce, sir?
That's what I tell her most of the time. You know, if you can trade for it, go ahead.
If you can barter and get that.
Of course you do. Bogan family maxim.
Oh, Daddy, that neck massage is the best. I feel like I've been riding a horse.
What, on your neck?
Yeah, that's right, you old pirate. My neck hurts. Ah, this guy. I'm bruised and battered down south.
Almost lost bread on that one. Oh my.
Never drink.
I wasn't expecting that.
Never drink when Kirby's talking. She's a riot. I keep it in my shoe with that family of old ladies. Come on out, kids. Kirby's got to run. Yeah, you wouldn't buy her neck massager because you right now wouldn't buy it for her, even though you don't think she's doing that. But she's on her way. Everybody does it.
They're
so
a
I understand.
Waste.
Huh?
They're
neck
a
massagers?
Waste.
No,
yeah.
Some of them are great. They just feel good.
A lot of times then they sit on the shelf for a while.
not in a teenager's room. Daily use. So if you want to get your money's worth for a neck massager, give it to a teenager. I never use that kind of stuff. I bought one. My girlfriend and I went to the drugstore and saw one of them. We got the big circle at the end and it curved. And I never even thought about vibration. And there I was, like 20. And she goes, ooh. She points to it. And I'm like, yeah, you want that? And the next, that's the first time I ever had a massager in my hand ever in my life. So using it on someone else, sure.
And there was no turning back since
there
then.
There was no. And I've never, even to this day, never really done that to me. I don't care for that sensation around
me. Yeah.
Megan strapped something on me one time that turned on and off, and it was, I thought I was going to throw up. It was just shaking me around like a boat ride. Can we turn this off?
I love it.
Like, I don't think I do. My pelvic bone feels funny. I've never felt my pelvic bone
it's
before.
It's going deep.
It's awful in there. What's happening?
Just keep going.
I don't like it. We got to stop.
It's out of gas.
Then you get that Sibian horse thing and all that. That's fun. But not for me. I don't play that vibration thing. So if I asked my dad for a neck massager, it would have been for a neck massager, which is strange.
And to sum it up.
Oh. You damn house haver, cha-ching Chavez. How dare you? It's true. I'm sorry I have a house. I feel terrible about it. Just terrible about it. Anyway. All right. We got to run because we got the other thing, too. It's Tuesday. We're slamming them together. A quick abbreviated What Would Brady Do? Brought to you by our friends at MMP. Guns right there on 12th Street and Indian School. Get on in there. They've got all the materials you'd ever want. You want any type of gun, they've got it. That's pretty much a guarantee. I don't think you're going to stump them unless it's some crazy handmade thing, and they still might have that. And they've got all the ammo.
You got access to it.
Oh, yeah, they'll get it. They'll get it. They're
amazing. You want it, they'll get it. Absolutely.
Yeah, they're amazing. And all the ammunition, which is so hard to come by right now, reasonably priced and available right there on the spot. MMP Guns, 12th Street and Indian School. Thank you for giving us What Brady Would Do.
Rock Wars, the wake-up song and the You Bastard site of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Teenager, I get a text. This text is hilarious because this is so, I don't know, it's just great. These pussy-ass kids today. I love text. I'll start with that. Anything that starts, these pussy-ass kids today. I know I'm going to get something good out of that. My stepson's young, 15. He's got therapy, plays tennis. Oh, he's got problems. I was a catcher through college, and I rode bulls. All I needed was advice and flex all 454. Now we have debates on whether or not we can give them massagers when they jerk off. That's true. Are there any parents allowing their kids to bull ride nowadays?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's still a thing? It's got to be.
They're all in Montana and Wyoming and Colorado.
It's got to be dwindling.
I don't think so.
Sissy and Bud's kid doing phenomenal on the junior circuit.
You don't think that
could
particular.
Could be Wes's kid, too.
Yeah, well, Wes's kid could ride the bull. Oh, yeah.
My high school has a high school rodeo team.
Yeah, but it's penning.
We did a good one,
riding
too.
Bulls.
Oh, yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
They're high school.
They don't ride bulls yet. They're riding they do the horses and they do the penning.
Swear to God.
They're riding bulls in high school. In a public high school,
yes.
They are not riding bulls.
Yes, darn tootin'.
I swear to you. They might walk bulls around, but they're not riding like bulls and bucking broncos. No public high school is going to allow kids to get tossed around by a bull. There's no way.
Chris is varsity bull riding right now.
I've never heard of him. I let her in bull riding. It's never been a thing.
My boys aren't doing that.
What'd you let her in there, Tex? Let me guess. Bull riding? I didn't even know that was a thing in school. It weren't. They're not riding.
It's got to be a club sport.
Mountain View. It's not even that. No school's going to sponsor that.
Not in Mountain View.
Where?
Montana.
Oh, I thought you said Mount. Your kid's here.
No.
My high school in Montana.
My high school in Montana had a high school rodeo team.
That's because they get tired of trying to teach you guys math. Just get on the bull. It's never going to work.
I don't know.
Now I see.
There's bull riding here on the National High School Rodeo Association.
Oh, sure. It's a thing. I thought he was
saying
Mountain View.
Oh, okay.
No.
Those Mormons aren't riding any animals.
No kids in Phoenix are on a bull riding squad. Where do you have to go? Like, what kids in the majors like that? How do you? What if your calling is bull riding and you live in Mesa? Where do you? You got to drive somewhere.
Bob Griffith had the ranch, and everybody went out to his house to ride bulls in Bronx.
And then everybody died.
Nobody died.
I know they're tough kids. They have weird noses, but they're tough kids because their faces smash into the head of a bull every once.
Until they finally started. Putting the helmets on.
It's tough to learn. I used to love that part of the rodeo, though, when they, like little kids, that parents were, like they're forcing them to do, like Tiger Woods' dad of bull riding. Like, you're going to be a bull rider. And they put them on sheep and stuff and make them ride those crazy sheep.
Yeah,
and those kids are just hanging on for dear life. Yeah, there it is.
This is from last fall.
High school rodeo Saturday and Sunday in Bozeman, Montana. Yeah, but that's Bozeman, Montana. Those kids have no options.
Those are the options.
That's it. An option is not
mining,
options.
Bull riding.
Bear bronc, saddle bronc, team roping, calf roping, goat tying, barrel racing, pole bending.
Or you can be like, pole bending?
Yeah, what, tell what me about that? That.
What's pole bending?
I'm not sure.
A bunch of Crescens up there.
They use massagers.
Do they have private investigators so you can find family members that left at an early age?
Love it.
Yeah. Those are your options. Bull riding and PI work. Otherwise, you're going to be some pussy radio feller. Are you a pussy radio feller and you ain't announcing a rodeo?
What's the homeless Queer. Poker event?
A homeless poker is horrifying. I don't think you do that. All right. So this is penning, right?
Pole bending.
Well, this is pole bending. Okay. You ride straight all the way down. You go around the poles and...
Oh, it's like the slalom.
The slalom on a horse. Gotcha.
She's
that pole.
Failing.
Bent that pole.
Well.
She's been a pole or two in her day.
That's a strong horse, by the way.
Yeah, because it's holding up a big lady. That's a high school girl?
Kick it out.
No, this isn't a high school girl.
Man, I hope not.
That's the phys ed teacher.
I'll tell you what, the high school lunch program is healthy.
Hey, there's Jay Kutentag.
This feller can ride.
Dick.
Sorry about that, ma'am.
On our trusty steed, Dick.
Yeah. Anyway, well, thanks for showing me high school rodeo footage. And it's never been something like, my God, this man is ready for the job of CEO. You know, he was captain of his high school rodeo team.
Excuse me?
What? Yeah, no, he's fired. We don't want him around. He's going to tell those stories. And also our local defacer.
Huh?
That's his nickname, the defacer. And he's also homosexual, which is a great nickname in that community. Michael has texted over. He's the one that went all the way down to...
Gotcha.
And Tom Mix's memorial Tom Mix and defaced memorial. It with all the pictures of Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley for us, because who's going to know who Tom Mix is? Squiggy's much more relevant. He's had COVID now for 7 days, he and his husband. They tested positive, so we're hoping you guys are all right. And he said, the reason he emailed this morning, he said, no truer words have ever been spoken on your show than when you told Brett, never drink while Kirby's talking. And he said, I spit hot tea all over my iPad, and that's the third time. Because a couple weeks ago, remember, he had stuff shooting out of his face when Kirby was talking. And I'm like, Michael, you've become quite a spitter.
That's not good.
No. You're losing street cred over there in your communes. But you don't want to do it right now. They both got COVID, so we're, fingers crossed, you guys do all right, hopefully. Yeah. Being taken care of and all that. That's scary. It's right in his house. So there's day seven. He said it's not good. Yikes. Anyway, what are you going to do? Do you have the hot releases ready to go?
No, you don't have time.
Oh, what?
The alarm's going to be going
I'm
off. Gonna,
I'm going to play these last spots and then you be ready.
All right.
That was just so I make them work. Captain of the high school rodeo team, Dick Toledo, coming up next.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said fully erect. 98.